While Asaya is with me, of course, and our guest is Cyntha Gonzalez, who is a human relations coach and trainer in emotional intelligence. And she's really sharing with us her story of Ramadan. She has chosen to observe the fast during Ramadan for the last 18 years. She's a non-Muslim. And it's just really wonderful to sort of, I think, compare and to understand different people's approaches to this this holy month. Now, we were talking, or you were talking very, I was asking really about all that time. What do you do with it? And it can be a time, well, as I understand, it should be a time of self-reflection. That's really sort of part of the whole, the sense of Ramadan and what it is. But it can also be a time of utter, I would imagine, fear and frustration. Because during that self-reflection, there are things that you maybe don't want to talk about or face or deal with or manage until you find other ways to not do so. But I'd love to, I'd love to sort of understand your days. You know, what time do you get up and how do you, well, maybe you can share that with us. And then Cyntha as well.
Sure.
How do you spend your day during?
Okay, well for me it starts obviously at about, right now at about 4 o'clock, 4:33, just before 43, 4:20, you want to be exact, where I'd get up and make sure I have a little something. For me, and this has been honed over the years, dates and some water, and then I would read the Quran and rest a little bit, and then get up and go to work. And obviously, throughout the day, I'm kept busy, whether with work.
Mm-hmm.
When work isn't very, very busy, I try and read as much of the Quran as possible. But I've evolved over the years, and I find myself within the fast going into the center. This is where the trippiness comes in. And it kicks off very often when I'm driving. I don't know what it is, what happens to you when we drive.
Driving down the Sheikh Zayed Road, perhaps.
Maybe.
Well, it is. It's a hypnotic state.
It is.
It's that same state of that alpha place you can go to.
Of course. And I love that. I'm going to relook into those different levels. And that's when there's a point in the day for me where I'm in the zone, if I'm going to use the athletic terms for it. I'm definitely in the zone. I'm in the burn. I'm in the place where most people will kick up a fuss.
What time will that be around?
Well, it depends on what I'm doing, if I'm writing or if I'm working out as well. It all depends. I would never claim to know, because that's when I start getting arrogant. I've just jumped into this river, and this universe inside me is now coming out. And especially the stuff that I don't like, I really have to face, and I have to say, enough out of you for now. I'm in control right here.
Right.
Because I need to be. Because if I let you go, that's my fast done. It doesn't count anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the
thoughts as well. It's not just about breaking one's fast with food. It's about breaking one's fast with thinking.
With what you're saying. I mean, if I'm talking some nasty spite stuff about a person, that's my fast gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the easy part, Siobhan, and it might be difficult for people to fathom if they physically haven't gone through this, the easy part is not to eat and drink. Mm-hmm. I know people, and everybody who's listening knows people, that pass most of Ramadan asleep or in front of the TV.
Yeah.
The hard part of Ramadan is all the stuff Cynthia is talking about. It's the metaphysical stuff, the parts of you've been trying so hard not to address, whether it's an event that occurred in your childhood, whether it's these things, when sometimes you hit it by accident. But I've gotten to a stage where I'm intentionally, and it's very counterintuitive, I'm intentionally putting myself there. But it's once you get there, you have to deal with them once and for all. And it's a continuous process. So there's an element of the day where that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a massive journey, really, in many ways. But those are just glimpses. I personally try and get into that zone as quickly as possible. And I try, and this is through a lot of training, and I'm still working on it, I try and stay there for as long as possible.
And if I may ask, how do you, what tools, Cyntha talked about tools of guiding yourself through it. How do you obviously talk about it, with friends or with your wife, do you write it down, or I do, what are the ways to sort of work your way through it?
It's very individual, I guess, for me. Classically, people will say read a lot of the Quran, and that's a beautiful thing. It is the month of the Quran. The Quran came down in the month of Ramadan, so it's almost like the birth of the religion came at this time when the stars were aligned.
So you find many of your answers actually through reading.
A lot of it does come through it, but that's a particular stage. Mm-hmm. There are other stages as well where you start philosophizing, you start writing your thoughts down, discussing your thoughts as well. That also plays a big part for me. Interestingly, also the physicality. A lot of people, for me, I've just gained a lot of insight. I've hit those zones somehow for me in the physical. So when I'm fasting, like for example today at 5 o'clock, I'm on a judo mat. And I'll be ground fighting some individual that will be wanting to choke me out. But when I'm in that zone, my mind is somewhere else, and it's the weirdest thing. I'm moving faster. I'm getting the moves quicker. I'm just emptied out to receive info. So I love training in Ramadan. Mm. We pick up on technical stuff in Ramadan that we for some reason wouldn't resonate for me.
That's really interesting.
Although we're all fasting now, I'm dying to hear Cynthia's story.